We're doing the Drashot Aran, and we're up to the end of the fourth drasha. The Ran had been discussing the different forces that come to play in the world, and the capacity to tap into those forces, and that sometimes tapping into those forces is very true, and it only becomes idol worship when people think that those forces have desires. When they start saying, if I wear a black shirt, then the sun will love me and heat me up better. It's true that if you walk outside with a black shirt, you'll be warmer than with a white shirt. But if you start addressing the sun and thinking that the sun is the one that wants you to be warmer when you wear a black shirt, that's when you're entering the realm of idol worship. Yes, he said, very often idol worship takes things which are true forces in nature, but it attributes desires. It gives them, what's it called in English literature? It personifies them. Anthropomorphizing. Okay. So that's when we enter the realm of idol worship. We're up to page Nun Tet in the Machon Shalem edition, Kuf Samach Hei in the Mosada of Kuk edition. Avan Mashit Mihani Bazeh. But what I have to wonder about this, says the Ran, Hu Inyana Kishuv She'asra Oto HaTorah BeFirush. That is what's called Kishuv, some kind of sorcery, that the Torah explicitly prohibits. V'nichlal Yisuro BeParsha Zo BeOmro VeLo Ta'aseh K'Ma'aseihem. And it is encompassed in this Parsha when the Torah says, do not do as they do. V'en Safek Shu Inyan Amiti. So undoubtedly, Kishuf, this sorcery, is something real. Even though Maimonides writes that sorcery is all a farce. This is a machlokas that dates back to the period of the Gaonim. There was a big machlokas whether all the different forms of sorcery were real or fakes. Were they all charlatans? Or did they have true wisdom and true capacity to access different forces? So Maimonides is of the opinion, and it's not his own invention. This is already quoted from the Gaonim. Maimonides is of the opinion that they're all fakes. And when the Torah tells us, don't go in their footsteps, what the Torah is telling us is don't do something foolish. Going in their footsteps is not something that can really be beneficial, because they're all charlatans. But the Ran is disagreeing with the Rambam on that. The Ran says, in safek, but undoubtedly shu inyan amiti. Tishuv, this form of sorcery, is something real. Even though Maimonides writes in the aforementioned chapter of Mor Nevuchim, and so too the Rambam writes in Hilchos Avodah Zarah, the Rambam writes it's all a lie. All the different forms of sorceries, they're all lies. And the Enzedat Rabbeinu Zal Bekamam Kamot, the Ran says, but our sages, I don't think that's what our sages said. If you look at the different sources in the Talmud, our sages said, the Talmud in Sanhedrin, in Chulin, in different places, the Talmud says, there was a woman who was trying to get earth that Rabbi Chanina was standing on, because she knew that if she'd get that earth, so then she could do her different sorcery and harm him. And Rabbi Chanina said to her, Amarla, Rabbi Chanina said to this woman, Zili Shkoli, go ahead, lady, take the earth, no problem. En od milvado. There's no force in the world other than God. Rabbi Chanina wasn't scared. That's the great Rabbi Chanina who was able to put his foot over the snake's pit, and the snake bit his foot and dropped dead. Rabbi Chanina said to the students, you see, you don't die from snake bites. You die from sin. I knew I didn't deserve to die. I wasn't going to die. So that's Rabbi Chanina, right? That's the great Rabbi Chanina. So the Talmud asks, how could Rabbi Chanina do that? Rabbi Yochanan taught us that the reason that sorcery is called kishafim is it's really a conjunction of two words, hakhashat pamalia. Kishafim is kichush pamalia. They're a force in the world that seems to deny the forces in heaven above. Meaning there is a force in the world that one can tap into called Kishuv. So the Talmud asks, being that it is a potent force in the world, why was Rabbi Chanina so confident? And he said, go ahead, lady, you could take the earth. God is the one that runs the show, I'm not worried. V'tirtzu, and the Gemara's answer is not what Maimonides says. The Talmud doesn't say, it's all a lie. The kishuf doesn't really work anyways. That's not what the Gemara says. The Gemara's answer is, Shani Rabbi Chanina de nafish schutei. Rabbi Chanina is different. Rabbi Chanina has nothing to worry about. He's such a huge tzaddik that he knows that in heavens they're not going to let him be harmed from the forces of kishuf. But that seems to indicate that anyone else could be harmed. Not like the Rambam said that all these different sorceries are really all fakes, but rather they're real. Only Rabbi Chanina was exceptional, and he had nothing to worry about. So the Ran says, you see clearly from this example in the Talmud that kishuf is something real, and the effects of kishuf are real. It's not something like the Rambam says that it's something that people imagine. Now, according to what we've explained, everything the Ran built up, so then the only way kishuf works is if you could tap into that force. Right? That's what the Ran had said. He said there are forces at play in the world, and if you understand them, you could tap into them. The sun is heating up the world. If you know how to tap into the force of the sun, wear dark clothing, you'll get hot, warmer. So it's not the sun that loves you, but you can tap into that force. Because it's impossible that in doing kishuf, one can affect the heavens above. What one is really affecting is he's doing something down below. So he says, according to what I explained, so then there are forces in the world, and there are forces at play in the world, and just like you could tap into the force of electricity, and you could tap into the force of kinetic heat, and you could tap into all the different forces that are here, and there's nothing prohibited about it, well then why does the Torah prohibit tapping into the force of kishuf? Why can't you tap into that force? That's the Ran's question. The Niglali Terutz Davar Zeh, and he says, the answer to this question was revealed to me from what our sages said, bilatehem elu maseh shedim, bilahatehem elu maseh kshafim. The pasuk in Shmos describes that Pharaoh had different sorcerers. Some did their sorcery with latehem, and some did their sorcery with lahatehem, with an extra he. And the Talmud says, latehem is those who were able to access this spiritual being called the shade. And those who did lahatehem are those who did it through kishuf, through some type of sorcery. Upiresh Rashi zal shemaaseh kshafim al yedei malachei chabala. And Rashi over there in Sanhedrin explains that kishuf is the capacity to do things in the world by accessing angels that harm. There are angels whose job it is to afflict harm. If you know how to access those angels, you could do this type of sorcery. So then says the Ran, now, based on this, everything's understood. Vehu, how does this work? Shal yedei maseh kshafim yuchnu agufim atachmim lekabel roshem b'shefa mitzan malachei chabala. That by doing this type of sorcery, a person can tap into the force of these angels of harm. V'zeu inyan ra'ui she'tesor ha'Torah. And that's what the Torah prohibits. Ki meyot shelo yechaven b'ze davar mitzad ha'poel asher yeh davar batel. Even though it's not like avodah zara, idol worship is when your point is, let me make the sun happy with me. Let me make that force love me, and then it'll treat me better. And that's a mistake. If you say, I can make the light turn on in this room. If I just press that switch long enough, and then I move it up slowly and gently, it's going to love me so much, you'll see the room will fill with light. And then I bow down to the switch, and I say, oh, beautiful switch, you're so kind. So you understand, that's idol worship. You have a force within nature, you can use that force, there's no problem using that force. The problem is when you start thinking that force loves you or hates you, or you can talk to that force and that force has any feelings or any care or anything else. When you personify that force, that's when it becomes idol worship. So that's true about idol worship. What's the problem with kishuf? Kishuf is when you're tapping into a force which is the forces of the angels that afflict harm. And that the Torah prohibits, even though you're not going to say, I'll make them happy, I'll make them sad, they care this way or that way. In kol zeh, nonetheless, lo yirtzeh Hashem yitbarach shenachin b'tzadma agufot ha'tachtonim mekabel roshem b'shefa malachei chabala. God doesn't want us to make more potential for harm in the world. When God prohibits kishuf, it's not that it's a lie, like the Rambam says. It's not that sorcery doesn't really work, it's all in your mind. It does work. But the problem is that the way it works is by bringing harmful forces into the world. And that's why the Torah prohibits it. Idol worship is prohibited because you're giving the forces, you're personifying the forces. You're attributing to them desires which are false. That's idol worship. Kishuf is prohibited, even though you're tapping into forces, and you're not personifying the forces, but you're bringing evil forces into the world. You're giving room for these angels of harm, whatever they are, to have impact on the world. And that's why it's prohibited. Because lo yirtzeh Hashem yitbarach shenachin b'tzadma agufot ha'tachtonim lekabel roshem b'shefa malachei chabala. God doesn't want us to give potential for this harm to come to the world. God created these angels for an expression of his anger, but God didn't want us to use their forces and bring them to play in our world to benefit our own desires. The only time they're supposed to come into play is when God wants to use these forces to afflict the nation or specific people, just like God brought about the plague of the firstborn. So, obviously God gave us room to err. God gave us room to sin, like in many things in the Torah. God gave us free choice, and God also gave us the capacity to access these forces in the world. And now we could understand what our sages said. Our sages said, why is it called kshafim? It's a conjunction of two words. Makhish pamalia. It's a denial, so to speak, of the force of above. And that is because God created the world in a way that those things that impart good to the world will be constants. The sun will rise every morning. The moon will rise every night. There are constants in the world, and these constants impart blessing to the world. Every morning you have dew. But things that are harmful, they are not constants. You don't find that every day there's a plague on the earth. Every day there are different harmful things coming to the world. No. Well, the way God created the world was that the good is a constant and the bad happens every so often. The bad is there for when God decides it has to have expression in the world. And those that are busy with kishuf, with this type of sorcery, what they're really busy with is creating potential for harm to come to the world. And that is the exact opposite of the order God created in the world. That's why they're a denial of God. God created a world where the constants are things that benefit the world. And the aberration is that which harms the world. But God created potential for it for the time that's necessary. When a person is dealing with kishuv, he's trying to bring harm into the world in a constant way. And that is something which is a denial, so to speak, of the existence of heaven. It's working in a manner that's the antithesis of the desire of heaven. The desire of heaven is that there be blessing down below, and that's why the Torah prohibits it, and that's why the Torah calls it kishuf, that these actions, what we might translate as sorcery, are makhishim pamalia. They're, so to speak, denying the forces from above. From above, they want that the things be good down below, and those that are busy with kishuf are busy with bringing harm down below. Yeah.
Three examples and a question. Example number one.